This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Belton. Spain declared a national state of emergency on Sunday to tackle a second coronavirus wave, as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections across the world. The WHO has warned that some countries are on what it called a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases. The UN agency called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. In total, WHO figures showed that over 465,300 cases were declared on Saturday alone, half of them in Europe. COVID-19 has now claimed the lives of 1.1 million people and infected more than 42 million globally. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's new state of emergency includes overnight curfews across the entire country, except for the Canary Islands. The move came after Spain became the first EU member state to pass the grim milestone of 1 million cases. The United States remains the hardest hit country, and on Saturday it set a daily record for new COVID-19 cases for the second straight day at nearly 89,000, with a further surge is expected as cold weather comes. The virus has become a central issue ahead of the November 3 election, with President Donald Trump sparring over his handling of the pandemic with challenger Joe Biden. After the United States, the worst affected countries are Brazil, India, Mexico, and Britain, while Colombia is the latest country to record 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. The disease is taking its toll on politicians, with Bulgaria's prime minister joining a growing list of leaders who've tested positive for coronavirus. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Voters across Ukraine are casting ballots in local elections being held under a new electoral code that decentralizes power from Kiev to local governing bodies. The polls are considered the most consequential local elections in Ukraine's modern history, with all local officials up for replacement and the new local governments being granted expanded financial and political independence from the central government. The reforms have been lauded as a significant step away from the top-down administration the country inherited from the Soviet Union that has remained largely unchanged over three decades of independence. The voting comes as Ukraine, like many European countries, is experiencing a sharp uptick in new coronavirus infections. The country set a single-day record for new infections on October 23rd, with 7,517 cases recorded. That broke the record of 7,053 set just the day before. In all, Ukraine has recorded more than 330,000 coronavirus infections and more than 6,100 deaths. Turkey has extended once again a research ship's search for gas in contested waters of the eastern Mediterranean Sea. This comes in defiance of calls from the West to pull back the vessel. The Navy said in a message on the International Maritime Alert System, NAVTEX, that the ship would stay in the region until November 4th. It had previously said it would remain until Tuesday. In a counter message on NAVTEX, Greece deemed the Turkish activity as, quote, unauthorized and illegal in an area that overlaps the Greek continental shelf, unquote. A Greek government spokesman said Sunday that the latest move is, quote, one more proof of Turkey's lack of credibility, even toward NATO. And that's the end of that quote. The ship in question, which is escorted by military ships, has become the symbol of Ankara's quest for natural gas in the eastern Mediterranean, where recent discoveries have triggered a rush for it. Athens says Ankara is breaking international law by prospecting in Greek waters. New fighting erupted between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces on Sunday over the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, as both sides blamed each other for blocking a peaceful settlement to the conflict. Armenia accused Azeri forces of shelling civilian settlements. Baku denied killing civilians and said it was ready to implement a ceasefire, provided that Armenian forces withdrew from the battlefield. Lebanon's top Christian cleric urged Prime Minister-designate Saleh al-Hariri on Sunday to avoid backdoor deals and to quickly form a new government that will start lifting the country out of financial crisis. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.